The broken promises of cyberspace, this time on Culture File, as well as some fresh ones from the dungeons of Alte Munzer in Mitte in Berlin. At this week's Games Ground Gaming Festival in the German capital, our reporter Louise McMahon visited what was billed as a VR dungeon to meet some of those in the expanding field of cyberdelics, which brings together the hippie flavour of the early internet with what was once called high technology, to see what kind of mind expansion might be achieved now that immersive audio and video and other more exotic tools exist. There among the crowds wandering the dungeon in VR headsets, Louise got demos of some cyberdelic projects and met with one of the area's evangelists, Jose Montemayor Alba.
Woo! Okay.
Maybe not that one.
No, wow. And it's moving. The stars here are moving.
So I'm the co-founder of the Cyberdelic Society and the CEO at the Cyberdelic Nexus. The dream is still alive. We are a bunch of researchers, academics, artists, developers, curious minds, psychonauts, all kinds of people coming together to explore the intersection of how art, technology, and consciousness can be explored through these mediums.
My hands are in the shape of constellations.
State shifters, realms of flow.
There's still alive the dream. Most of the cyberdelics that we have showcased or that are being created, they bring the spirit of play, curiosity, awe, inspiration. When you think about cybernetics, it's an umbrella term that encompasses all kinds of technologies. The meaning of the word cyber means to navigate, to control, or to steer. But when you merge it with psychedelics, which represent these mind-manifesting experiences that transcend the boundaries of ordinary perception, cyber becomes the steering wheels that teach you how to navigate these states of mind. The dream was still alive. There are a whole realm of experiences creating tools, techniques, stories, and multiplayer experiences in order for us to explore what it means to be human, what it means to expand our awareness, what it means to connect in different formats. Even before the 60s psychedelic revolution, researchers were exploring with how can you alter perception by combining different techniques like sensory deprivation and some drugs like ketamine or acid. I'm talking in particular about John C. Lilly, who wrote the book Programming and Metaprogramming the Human Biocomputer, which laid down a format in which people could explore a very unique approach towards the mind through the interaction of both the altered state produced by the molecules and the technological hardware to mediate it. And that catalyzed a lot of things. The Merry Pranksters, the acid Kool-Aid test, which gathered a lot of very fascinating minds in America that were exploring with LSD and also dream machines. Because of the psychedelic experience, many of the technologies that we have today exist. For example, the iPhone or the internet. Forms of communication that we today do for granted probably were inspired by these altered states that kind of revealed an aspect of the logos, and basically we got our rational minds and creative wisdom to put them together into tools that allow us to expand the boundaries of the physical.
So I'm seeing red, yellow, blue, black, pink triangles moving around.
John P. Barlow, around the 70s,
80s. I'm starting to hear some audio.
He wrote the Declaration of Independence of Cyberspace, which in a way came from a sense of fear that at some point corporations will take over and they will destroy the possibilities of what we could create with it. It kind of happened. However, from the backlash of the promises from the techno-utopians, there was an emergence of new science fiction views about how the future could potentially evolve. For example, the cyberpunk movement. We understand that technology will evolve to a point, you know, beyond our imaginations, but the division of social classes will not end. Promises of the techno-utopians were perhaps so inspired by these kind of movements, like with gurus that represented kind of a vision of humanity that perhaps was not realistic. Now, this backlash, specifically on the cyberpunk edge, in these novels, we see that there is this discrepancy between this techno elite and the rest of us who were having access to all these toys and techniques, but within a system that is oppressive. And that's when the cyberdelic idea comes from, as a way out or a way to reclaim back control from these oppressive systems. Fast forward today, it's a different approach, but similar ethos, because even though we recognize that most of these tech giants or corporations took over cyberspace, there's still alive the dream, and many cybernauts and psychonauts and researchers, and especially from the second psychedelic renaissance, started to look at the possibility of how technology can mediate these altered states.
I've taken off the headset. This reality. Can I come out now? What I felt when I was laying there on the beanbag and had the headset on and doing this, I was sort of melting away, like melting into the visuals and the audio and the breath. And as I melted, I began to get fearful because of my environment.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely. I mean, and what you're describing is exactly why what people in the psychedelic world talk about set and setting. Like, what's your mindset coming in? And what is the setting that you're having the experience in, right? And
the combination exactly of technologies like neurofeedback.
After the day that you had in a place like this,
XR,
you wouldn't want to have a full psychedelic experience.
Haptic
right?
suits, like this, smell, sensory realities, hyper realities, all these combinations could potentially become as powerful as drugs. There's so many techniques in storytelling, especially at the cutting edge of storytelling in hyperreality. Curtis Hickman, the inventor of the hyperreality concept, is pushing really the boundaries of how stories can be made and can be built in ways that impossible experiences basically can be manifested. And Curtis is using a lot of illusion design techniques and magic theory to reinforce the secondary belief that this reality that I am in right now is real, and using that within a particular format and story. But I must say that he's playing with IP that has the money to for him to be able to create such things like Marvel, Ghostbusters, Star Wars, you know. But I see the potential of these type of stories with a very cyberdelic edge that can fit within transformational culture. And McKenna quoted, "The drugs of the future will be like computers, and the computers of the future will be like drugs." The dream is still alive.
Jose Montemayor Alba there at Games Ground Festival in Berlin, and the reporter was Louise McMahon.